This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, with Gina Beers, the 61st annual, well, chair of the Sioux Empire Farm Show chairman. Premier Bankcard is where you come from. Gina, I know you've been with farming and agriculture for a long time. Also, Cindy Christensen, Agribusiness Division Manager of the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce. This is the biggest event the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce puts on.
It is, and we enjoy having about 30,000 visitors to town that week.
30,000 people in Sioux Falls. A lot of people don't even realize they're in town, but they fill every hotel. They fill buying gas. They're buying meals. They're going to the mall. The kids are going to, you know, other events and that type of thing. A lot of these people are not just from around this area either.
No, in fact, we have exhibitors coming from Wisconsin, and I'm sure there'll be some from Indiana. I haven't reviewed the exhibitor list yet at this point, but they'll be coming from a long way away, all over the United States.
Now, the cattle disappointment of last October's blizzard, is that going to affect what's coming to Sioux Falls on this?
You know, I just heard on the news this morning that cattle prices are going up, and they attribute part of that to the West River disaster that happened in October. So we may see a tick up in prices at our sales because of that.
For a lot of these families, they were raising their breed, and they lost that bull. They lost that whole line. You can say, well, they've raised money, $3 million for them, but it's not so easy to get that back.
It's a multi-year impact to those families out there. They lost this year's calf crop, and they lost next year's calf crop. Plus, they lost the cow that would carry on. Yeah. In future generations too. So it's a huge impact on those families out there.
Sure, there's going to be a lot of talk about that when you get together at the farm show. I've been here a long time. I grew up here, and there's two places where people make most of their decisions. And I think, Gina, you'll agree with this too, is that the Sioux Empire Fair, everybody comes together and they see what's new. They talk to everybody else and see what they're doing. But the farm show, this is where all the farmers get together, whether they're in livestock or not. They still come in and like to look. The over-the-fence conversation that they get, they kind of in the back of their mind, this is where they make their decision, what they're going to plant, what they're going to put in the ground, what they're going to do with their farm this summer.
And it's a great place for them to shop, and I've always kind of called it the Mall of Agriculture. You know, we have two facilities where they can do their shopping, the arena and the convention center, which focuses on the crop side of farming, and of course the expo building is where the livestock side of farming is.
Well, Gina, Cindy, tell us what's going to happen starting this Tuesday.
Well, we're pretty fortunate to be able to open our show and have a ribbon cutting at 4:30 on Tuesday, January 21st at the Expo Building. And then that evening we will have a 4-H and FFA Invitational Calf Show. And then the following days on Wednesday, January 23rd, we start with the Barrow and Gilt Shows, Angus Shows, Simmental Shows, and then a ribbon cutting at the Convention Center at 4:30 on Wednesday, January 22nd. Thursday, we have all of our other shows going on, Hereford, Charlet's, Red Angus, Limousine. Then our Feeder Heifer and our Market Lamb Show are going on as well. And then Friday, we have our Supreme Row Judge, and then we have our Market Beef Show at 10:30, our Feeder Steer Show at 11:30, and there's also a Goat Show at noon. But the big event on Friday, January 24th, is our Mayor's Roundup and Sale of Champions. That will be held at the Best Western Ramcota Hotel and Exhibit Hall. And there is where we have the $12,000 Supreme Row Cash Award presentation. And we're fortunate to have the tri-state neighbor, Wells Fargo Bank of South Dakota, and Campbell Supply sponsor that award presentation. And then on Saturday, January 25th, we also have a college livestock judging contest. There is a rabbit show at 8:30 in the morning, and also a junior livestock judging contest after the senior contest. And then we have our breeding heifer show at 12:30, which again is always very well attended. And then at 1:30 they announce the judging contest winners. And then last but not least, in the evening we have our pony pull, and then at 7 we have our draft horse pull.
Well, the draft horse pull, you and I have talked about this, Cindy, for a long time. It's really a shame that more people don't come out and see that, because especially the ponies. The ponies will pull two or three times their weight. The big draft horses are bigger than a house. And these horses just, you know, when you watch them, you just got to be amazed at how hard they try to please working in a team.
It's a pretty cool event, like you said, to watch the amount of weight that those horses can pull. Is pretty incredible. And that's the only part of the show that we charge for, and it's $7 for adults and $3 for children that evening.
And, you know, like I say, if there's not going to be too many more horse shows around because we're losing those families that had those teams. They're getting fewer and fewer each year.
There's some coming already. I've had calls from Wisconsin again, and some calls from Kansas. So we should have a pretty nice show, providing the weather cooperates, of course.
Well, we're just going to have to see good, you know, I've seen cold weather out there, and that doesn't keep anybody away as far as those that are in the industry. The exhibit hall is, you know, you take up all of the expo building. I mean, they have to take down the ice rink, right?
The ice is out, yes.
You take up all of the convention center. You take up the arena, too, I think, they have some things in there. I mean, you're taking up just about, when that event show opens up the next year, I suppose you're planning and glad that there's going to be more room.
I'm sure Midwest Shows is tickled pink. Those are the people that plan out those booth space and commercial exhibit.
And those commercial exhibits, you know, if you want to take your son or daughter to see what a real tractor looks like, and, you know, combine and whichever, there's a lot of people in Sioux Falls that doesn't know where the milk comes from or that steak comes from. And they can take their kids out and show them the bulls and the heifers and the calves and the goats and the pigs and the rabbits and all of that. But that machinery, for a young kid, that would be like a Tonka toy dream come true.
Yes, I think that's one of the important things that we really have the good opportunity that the farm show does bring, and a really good scenario for young children to be able to see how something like a tractor is used and out in the fields, and some of the unique ways that the equipment can be used. And it is an innovative and a creative way for the farmers also to be able to see new things that they can be using from a technology standpoint to help improve their production on their farming operations and things like that. But it's nothing more fun to watch a little kid get on a big tractor, and his eyes are so far wide open and so excited that he's there getting his picture taken in one of the big tractors.
Gina, you have some farm background too, right?
Yes, I do. I had a farm over in Laverne, Minnesota.
Now, being raised on a farm, to be able to pass it on, that's important, I think, for the new generation to really see, you know, what goes on behind this, because we're the family farm is disappearing more and more. It's more corporate and that type of thing. But there's a lot of people that, if they want to get into farming, first of all, Gina, you'd be one of the people they come to.
Well, the industry in itself has changed a significant amount since when I was young and growing up on our dairy farm in Minnesota. And I think that the kids today that are graduating out of college and do have the opportunity to go home and farm with their parents, I think is a real wonderful thing. And our business entities that help these kids get into farming are very, very beneficial, and our farm credits and our banks have been very, very instrumental in taking that opportunity for those kids to be able to get to farm. And I know the land prices are going up, but I think it's all managed well and managed a little bit differently. And so to be able to see these young people begin a farming operation on their own and be able to come to the farm show and gain some knowledge, whether it's over in the convention center and seeing new equipment, or whether they're actually showing over at the expo building in the livestock shows, it really provides a great opportunity for people of all ages to participate.
Now, Cindy, it's free if they want to just walk in the door. A lot of people don't realize that, except for the horse bull, but they can come in anytime and watch them, how they groom the animals, how they wash and take care of those animals. And it seems like they're brushing that bull or calf or heifer all day long.
That is true. It's essentially a beauty pageant. Mm-hmm. And they work on that livestock at home, and then they bring it here, and it's like their grand finale for some of those purebred people. They're marketing their animals, and it's a great way for them to show, and the showcase is, of course, the Supreme Row and Sale of Champions.
So if they come out on Tuesday, don't miss Friday, don't miss Saturday. I mean, there's different things going on all the time. I know the universities come in to practice their judging students on goats and hogs and all those types of, you know, the the sheep are interesting. I mean, to see how they really groom and make them pretty, you know, and you know, how they judge them is an art in itself. There's a lot of judges around there, isn't there?
There is a lot of judges, and we have them coming from as far south as Oklahoma, and yet we have a bunch that are very close here to Sioux Falls. So we appreciate their knowledge and their expertise, and truly enjoy having them here.
Well, there's auctioneers, you know, every day, all day long, and you know, they can't talk too long and they lose their voice. But how many judges do you have to line up for this next week?
Oh, it's probably about a dozen. I haven't ever counted that exactly, but I'm guessing it's probably a dozen between all the shows.
And how many people, you say 30,000, how many exhibitors are there?
Well, for instance, last year we had 2,200 rabbits themselves, you know, and
that gets bigger every year.
And they're predicting that their show is going to get bigger. We have over 200 purebred animals consigned to show and sell at the farm show. So if anybody's in the market for a bull or a heifer, it would be a great place to come on Wednesday or Thursday to come shopping for that. The rest of the shows, right off the top of my head, we probably run about 1,000 head of the different market livestock shows. So,
well, and then Gina, as a banker, you know that the banks are out there too, because there's a lot of checks and a lot of big money changing hands out there.
Yes, there is, and we're always so grateful to have many of the financial institutions help in the participation of all of the different breed sales, and they clerk those for us, and we're extremely appreciative of them coming out and assisting with that.
And like I say, the over-the-fence, back-and-forth, what are you doing, what's he doing? When they sit together on the bleachers, there's a lot of information that goes back and forth besides the auction.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of talking, too.
Well, a lot of bowl, I guess we could say.
You could say that,
yeah,
too.
In a sense. But starting Tuesday is the 4-H, and if you ask Bill Zortman when you're on his show, he wasn't allowed to be a Boy Scout because he was in 4-H. But 4-H is something that hasn't gone away. It's been getting bigger every year. The small communities, especially, I know there's 4-H here in Sioux Falls even, but you go to Harrisburg, T, you know, all of the communities outside of Sioux Falls, there's 4-H and FFA. And I know the FFA has a big convention in Sioux Falls every year, too. But being in 4-H, being able to show their calf, that's, Cindy, you probably did that when you were in 4-H, right?
You know, actually, I did not, because I grew up here in Sioux Falls, but my kids showed in 4-H, so.
That's something that lasts with them the rest of their life, isn't it?
It does. You know, we made incredible memories during that time, and some of the best memories were the calf that you didn't think would amount to anything ended up being a winner, and truly, as a parent and a child, you just don't forget those memories.
Well, it's January 21st through the 25th. It's in the expo, it's in the arena, it's in the convention center. It's takes up just about every part of convention space in Sioux Falls.
It does.
Well, the big thing, I know a lot of people don't know what a limousine is, maybe, or a Charolais, or Red Angus, or a feeder heifer, or a market lamb, but on Friday, I want you to go over again, because this is the big day. They have the Supreme Road Judging, the Market Beef Show, the Feeder Steer, Market Goat Show, but the Mayor's Roundup and Sale of Champions is something that's been going on for a long time, and you can't shake any stick at $12,000 prize. I mean, that's a pretty big prize. This is all from the merchants and the Chamber of Commerce and the people that you know, really recognize that agriculture is a large part of Sioux Falls.
It is, and we're very fortunate to have not only the businesses in Sioux Falls participate as well and donating at for the cash awards presentations for the Sale of Champions, but also that evening as well, the other Sale of Champions of the market animals as well. We get participants in that, again, as Cindy said, from all over the United States. And the businesses throughout the tri-state region, especially Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota, participate in the Sale of Champions themselves. And we have bidding going on of the market steers, the sheep, hogs, is it bunnies, goats as well. And we really appreciate every one of the businesses that contribute to that, because it goes a lot to say about the opportunities that we give these kids who participate and come to our community to show at the farm show. And any of the donations that we get are so well received. And these little kids who do show are so excited when they get some extra money to take home. And it just gives them another incentive for them to want to come back next year as well. And I'd also like to add a little bit about the sale of champions, and we talked briefly about it, but we also want to let folks know that at the dinner that evening, we're going to be having a special auction going on for the Ranchers Relief Fund. And we've got some pretty nice things to auction off. And I don't have the list, Cindy. I don't know if you brought that or if you can remember some of the things. But we have some pretty good things that we're going to be auctioning off this year. And all of those proceeds will be going to the Ranchers Relief Fund to help those that were impacted by the snowfall last October.
Well, the MCs, Jim Wooster, Joel Westra, and Pete Atkins, these are all names that even I know and have been around for a long time. And Jim has always got a quip to come back for everything, of course. But the Grand Champion Market Steer, the sale of champions, that is the person that wins that has got to say that's almost like the Super Bowl, isn't it?
It is. We're proud to say that last year we sold they sold the Grand Champion Steer at the Sale of Champions for over $7,000. And I think it's fun to talk about, most of these kids are in college or heading towards college. And so that helps line their college fund for them. And last year it was a pretty nice little prize to take home for that Champion Steer.
Now, do they have to withhold tax on that? We got a banker here. I was wondering if... Is that something that they have to report to the IRS or anything? Or?
They're going to have to report it to the IRS, but we don't take out the taxes.
Okay. But it's certainly a prize that they're going to be shooting for. And you have, well, what's the name of the company that comes up and they have all of the cleaning, aspect of tools and that they sell right there in the exhibit.
Oh, Sullivan Supply?
Yeah, yes. Sullivan Supply. They're from what, Omaha?
Iowa. Yep, Dunlap, Iowa.
Dunlap. They've been coming here for quite a few years.
Yep, and they sell a whole line of beauty products for cattle.
Well, there's a lot of hot dogs and meals. You can actually get your favorite beverage, besides pop out there.
You can. The fairgrounds hosts us well out there.
Well, give us an idea. First of all, the ribbon cutting, 4:30, January, Tuesday, the 21st. This is where all the chamber members come out, and you can get some of those little wieners and chips and stuff like that, right?
Right, right.
It's kind of like a chamber mixer.
Yes, it is. A fun chamber mixer.
Mm-hmm. So all chamber members are invited to that, and then you get right off the bat where the FFA 4-H Invitational Calf Show's out there. How many, entrants, are the entrants up this year?
We're about the same for the purebreds as last year. We'll be tallying things up here as we get closer to the show. So,
well, and also the benefit auction for the Rancher Relief. If people want to just make a donation to that, they can do that too, can't they?
We can accept that, yes.
All right. Well, give us an idea. Is it too late to get an entry in?
No. We accept late entries up through the end of the check-in periods at each of the shows.
So they can show up at the door as long as they're in time, they can still get their entry in.
As long as they pay the late entry fee.
Okay. And they can go online and see a lot of the things we're talking about?
Online. They can go online to see what the show offers. They can go to www.SiouxEmpireFarmShow.org and they'll find the schedule and they'll find, the list of different divisions that we have. I think it's important to, first of all, recognize that we have 200 volunteers that help carry out this show from the first day that we set up until the last day when we clean up. And if it weren't for the 200 volunteers that help carry out this show, it would be impossible to do this show. And Gina's been one of my volunteers for 20 plus years. So I always like to say in the ag division, we work hard, but we play hard too.
Bankers with blue jeans on.
Yes. And, and you know, the one thing that I will say, especially in regard to the 4-H exhibitors and so forth, you know, the 4-H youth enrichment program that all of the different states have for the kids is really an advantageous program, because it really teaches kids confidence and the ability to communicate and get along well with others and do tasks and jobs. And I think that that really is demonstrated, you know, particularly when these kids get an opportunity, you know, to come to the show. And as well, in regard to Cindy saying the volunteers are so very important at the farm show, and Cindy does an outstanding job organizing the folks that are volunteering, and her staff there at the Chamber of Commerce office do really a good job too. And I will say, in regard to late entries, you know, we really want everybody to take advantage of going out to the website and putting in their entries out there so we can be prepared. But the best thing is, we love all the late entries as well, and we are gracious to have them come and be able to show at our show and be able to participate, because the more we have in the shows, it's really good for all the exhibitors, the more people that we do have showing.
Well, a lot of times they're at maybe what precedes the Sioux Empire show. Is there a Denver show, I guess, or something like that? So they're not sure if they're going to be able to make it to this show or whichever because of other things, weather and all that type of stuff. But there is a circuit that a lot of people go on.
There is a circuit, and you are correct. Presently, Denver is on the National Western Stock Show out in Denver, and then it's our show, and then after us, it's the Black Hill Stock Show. And there's a whole bunch that follow that one, too. So, yeah, it is a circuit, and it's an opportunity for them to showcase their herds and market their own bulls and heifers.
And I think we get more people coming from Denver all the time.
We do. And, you know, it'll be great when we're not on top of each other, hopefully next year.
Well, what's the plan for next year, Cindy? Because that Premier Event Center, the you know, they're just going to have a lot more floor space, I guess, in a sense, right?
I know that Midwest Shows is very, very excited about the opportunity to showcase more equipment and planting-related items in that new flat floor space.
Well, if they take their family out, they can educate their kids and learn the so many things. But just to give, you know, all of the city folk in here a rundown, we're going to say, okay, what is a Simmental show?
Oh, what is the Simmental show? They are a specific breed of an animal, just like some of the other breeds as well that are going to be at the show. The Herefords, the Charolais, Red Angus, Limousines, Herefords, Charolais, Red Angus, and so forth. And, you know, one of the interesting things, too, these breeds all have breed associations in the state of South Dakota as well, and we get them engaged to ensure that we have all the appropriate registration papers, things like that. And many of the young people that come, and we see lots of organizations bringing in their little preschoolers in, and they're amazed at how some of these animals look. And as Cindy indicated, the Sullivan Supply that comes, they provide all the beauty aids for all of these animals to look nice, whether it's one of the animals in the beef show or one of the animals that's in the hog show or the sheep show. And so there are a variety of breeds in all of the livestock shows, but more commonly to what people probably know and hear are those which are in the beef show.
Well, Cindy, people don't realize that they actually color the hooves and shine, polish everything up, and a lot of cans of this and that and everything. When it's really Sullivan is kind of a beauty supply.
It is. It is truly, truly a hair care company.
Well, you can see what they do now. Market Barrel and Gilt. You hear that on the TV news. What's the Market Barrel and Gilt? But a lot of people don't realize, Gina, what that is.
Oh, yes, and that's a great opportunity for these daycare providers or other preschool education places to be able to bring these young people out and get a tour of the building and see some of these animals, because many of the young people today don't know where their food supply or the food chain originates from. And for them to be able to come out and see small calves all the way to large bulls out there, and whether it's at the bunny show, and to be able to see some of those little rabbits out there. And as Cindy said, we had over 2,500 last year. And just in general, for those young people to be able to get first chance of an opportunity to see what an animal looks like before it's fully grown, and to kind of really truly understand where that food chain comes from is pretty important to them.
Yeah, be careful when you go to the rabbit show, Cindy. I bought two rabbits when I was there. I got two baby Lapaluses, and they were just $5 each. I couldn't pass that up. And they were great companion pets that, you know, was good to have for quite some time. And rabbits, some of those are as big as a dog.
They are. And I have another farm show volunteer, and actually he is our 2014 Agribusiness Citizen of the Year, Mike Miller. He works at First Dakota National Bank. He's another one of those each year takes a rabbit home from the rabbit show.
And I want to mention Kurt, because he was a large part of the show for a long time. He passed away, what, about a couple years ago now?
No, it's been about 7, I think.
Wow. I just want to, Kurt Alberti, I think a lot of people, when they heard the name Farm Show, they thought of Kurt Alberti. And I just wanted to say that we still remember him for his enthusiasm that he had. Well, okay, Tuesday, January 21st, starting with ribbon cutting at the Expo Building and a whole chamber mixer type of thing, and then the Invitational Calf Show at 5, and then it goes from 8 o'clock in the morning till who knows at night for the rest of the week. Saturday night, the pony pull at 6:30 and the draft horse pull at 7. That's the only two things you charge for. Otherwise, everything is free to go in and look at.
That is correct.
What is the one thing that's different about this 61st annual?
This year, we have added a purebred market hog division to the market swine show. So in addition to our regular hog show, which was like the crossbred hog show, we will be having a purebred market hog division. So that is new this year.
Cindy, you put this on for quite a few years yourself. What makes it all worthwhile when you go home after next week?
What makes it all worthwhile is giving the folks from Sioux Falls an opportunity to see what agriculture is all about.
In other words, agriculture comes to town in a big way, and it's all right there. It's free. You can go out and take a look at it at the Expo Building, at the Convention Center, at the arena. Just all of the everything you want to know, I guess, about farming.
It is. It's, like I said earlier, the Mall of Agriculture.
And what's new? You'll always see it at the farm show. Again, that's where people come and talk to everybody else and see what they're doing and rub elbows and talk over coffee or whatever and make their decisions as to what they're going to do this spring. Gene, I'm going to give you the last word. You're the 61st annual Sioux Empire Farm Show chairman. What's the main thing that you want to make sure goes right this year?
The primary objective of mine is to ensure, hopefully, that we can have some pretty good weather so our exhibitors will be able to get here from many of the states. So then that way our numbers will be up, and then the folks that have planned to come can get here on time for their scheduled shows. And it just makes for nicer opportunity for all the other families coming in from out of town who may not be showing but want to come and participate watch their grandchildren, their nieces and their nephews. Gives them a great opportunity to come into town as well. And the better the weather we have, the more folks that we can have attend the Sioux Empire Farm Show.
The biggest event of the Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce, Gina Beers, 61st Annual Sioux Empire Farm Show Chairman, also from Premier Bankcard, and also Cindy Christensen, Agribusiness Division Manager. And you work on this all year, but we'll see you out at the farm show. I want to thank you for being with us on Forum.